federal government says it will open up COVID vaccinations for all Australians over the age of 50 within 2 weeks. National Cabinet has been meeting to reshape the troubled vaccine rollout, and it's agreed, with only some exceptions, only the AstraZeneca shot will be available to that older age group. So they won't be able to get Pfizer. That's being put aside for younger Australians. But this will also happen when some in the initial priority groups in aged care, for example, still haven't had the vaccine. Caroline Winter reports from Parliament House.
As he moved to reboot the nation's vaccination program, the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, also looked to reassure Australians the rollout is in hand.
These are today's numbers. Just under 1.8 million Australians have now been vaccinated, and I can tell you one of them is my mum. She was vaccinated today as she went down to her GP on the regular Thursday clinic.
Federal, state and territory leaders spent the afternoon behind closed doors, effectively rubber-stamping the decision first mooted on Monday. By bringing forward the vaccination timetable for the 50 to 69 age group, that's phase two, another 5.5 million people will now be able to receive the AstraZeneca vaccine from May.
That would be brought forward for the GP respiratory clinics and state and territories from the 3rd of May. And from the 17th of May for GPs in the broader GP clinics that are available.
That group wasn't meant to be vaccinated until later in the year, but that's changed following medical advice that people under 50 will get the Pfizer vaccine rather than AstraZeneca due to concerning links to blood clotting. Health Department Secretary Brendan Murphy says it's a good use of the extra doses.
In doing so, we have to maximise the vaccine doses we have available at this time. Obviously, at this time, we have more AstraZeneca, I should say, coming online from CSL, but still steady, but hopefully increasing doses of Pfizer. So we have to plan the program to maximally use those vaccines we have available.
But he says for now, aside from some exceptions, Pfizer will be banned for over 50s, meaning anyone choosing not to get the AstraZeneca vaccine who is over 50 will have to wait.
Pfizer is now restricted to those under 50. Until we get more Pfizer supplies later in the year.
There are still people in priority groups who were at the top of the queue waiting for an injection, people over 70 and in aged care or the disability sector, as well as frontline healthcare workers and those with underlying health conditions. Brendan Murphy has moved to reassure people they are a priority and Pfizer will be available for those who need it, and that aged care residents who were due to be all vaccinated by this month will be completed within weeks. Speaking at an aged care home in Melbourne, opposition leader Anthony Albanese says it's not good enough.
They're being let down by a Prime Minister and a government that promised a lot but delivered very little. In this case, the government has delivered nothing. Not a single vaccine to a resident of this facility. Not a single vaccine to a staff member of this facility. This government said we're at the front of the queue when nothing was farther from the truth.
But the rollout hinges on vaccine supply and remains a problem in Australia as well as globally, particularly in less developed countries where there's a gaping disparity between the haves and the have-nots. Oxfam Chief Executive Lynn Morgane.
We have a problem in that commercial interests are being allowed to trump both the ethical issues, which are very stark, but also you don't get control of a pandemic if you are not able to vaccinate everybody.
She says the likes of Pfizer, Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca are shelling out billions to shareholders of around $26 billion in the last 12 months, which would be enough to pay to vaccinate at least 1.3 billion people. She wants to see so-called vaccine apartheid end and for Big Pharma to waive the patents over their COVID vaccines to speed up inoculations worldwide.
What the middle income and poorer countries are asking for is that the technical know-how and expertise and the recipe be made immediately available to national and regional structures and processes that would be in a position to be able to arrange swift distribution. A lot of countries are in a position to be able to effectively distribute a vaccine were they able to get access to it. And the quickest way to get access to it is to be able to produce it.
I imagine that Big Pharma's not going to give this up very easily. What would be in it for them, should they do so?
Oh, their moral licence to operate.
Oxfam Chief Executive Lynn Morgane, Caroline Winter with that report.